Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Sunday, July 2nd, will be the 241st anniversary of the resolution where the American colonies declared their independence from Great Britain. The resolution, proposed by Richard Henry Lee, stated, quote, "Resolved that these united colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved," unquote. 3 weeks earlier, the Continental Congress had appointed a committee to draft the document to explain and justify this bold action. The members were John Adams, later our second president, Thomas Jefferson, who succeeded Adams as president, Benjamin Franklin, the oldest member of Congress, Roger Sherman, the only person to have signed all four of the U.S. state papers, including the Continental Association, the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, and the U.S. Constitution, and Robert Livingston, who as U.S. ambassador to France later negotiated the Louisiana Purchase. Jefferson wrote the first draft of the Declaration, after which the other committee members proposed changes. This version was presented to the Congress's Committee of the Whole on June 28. Once the Resolution of Independence was adopted on July 2nd, the Congress then focused on the document created by the committee. More changes were made before the final version was approved by Congress on July 4, 1776. There was no event when all members of the Continental Congress gathered to affix their signatures. Rather, this was done over time. Now, please join with me to celebrate these immortal words. Quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it," unquote. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.